It's here and now. Wedding rituals are many. The bachelor and bachelorette parties, the toasts, the dressing up in rags and confessing your darkest thoughts about your partner. Okay, it's not yet a trend, but a California couple wants shadow weddings to be a part of the marriage rite. These are intimate ceremonies with mud slinging and sometimes mud wrestling, bride and groom standing and facing each other days before they walk the aisle. Husband and wife Jim Benson and Jessica Wolk Benson, both therapists, pioneered shadow weddings. They join us from the studios at the University of California, Berkeley. Jessica, so tell us more. What is a shadow wedding?
I would describe a shadow wedding as a very intimate ritual that happens fairly close to the light wedding, where ideally everything can be spoken to that doesn't get room at the light wedding. That's what we're calling the light wedding, the big day.
The big day.
But before the big day, we made space to speak to all of the fears, all of the concerns, all of those niggly places that you think, is this really my life partner? Is this really the best choice for me? All those wedding jitters, we make this big space to speak to those, to engage them, to bring humor to them and some seriousness.
Well, it's to reveal your dark side, and you have it at night and you have just a few select friends there. Mm-hmm. So have at it. It's in your blog. It's amazing some of the things that you said to each other. Jim, what was part of part of your dark side that you wanted to say?
I actually want to say one that is not only for me, but probably for a lot of men out there. So here's a version of mine. I vow, Jessica, mm-hmm. to remain distant and aloof throughout our marriage, preferring that you, as the woman, take your rightful place as the emotional barometer for our relationship. And in fact, I'm going to ask you to feel all of my unfelt feelings as well as all of your own.
Yay, finally someone said it.
Right.
So you were feeling that you had to admit that you had these sort of traditional male, we know that not every man is that way, but you had these traditional male feelings on some level and, you know, get them out.
Yeah, for me, if they are not spoken, they could just stay there and run the show.
So, Jim, you made that confessional, Jessica. And by the way, you're right that your legs were shaking.
Yes, very much so. At different points, I'd feel my belly flip. I'd feel my legs shake. There was so much moving through me as I really occupied these darker parts of myself that do run the show sometimes that I would like to transform, and some of them have, but many of them won't. It's just part that's in me. And so giving them full throttle in my body was a very fully charged experience.
Well, do me a favor, as if we
yes.
were back then. Each of you exchange a vow now. Jessica, you had one about holidays, and Jim, you had one about her family.
Yes.
So, Jessica.
You want to kick that off?
I sure will. I vow to demand that we return every single year to my family for the holidays, solely out of obligation, a sense of no choice, no freedom, but absolute, complete burden. And I will force you to come with me, whether you want to or not.
I'm right back in the grove of redwood trees where we did these vows all of a sudden. Jessica, I vow to attend these family gatherings with you and give lip service to my appreciation and caring for your family when, in fact, I'll take every opportunity to excuse myself and leave the toxic environment that I see you having been raised in and distance myself further.
But now my stomach is flip-flopping.
Yes.
How, first of all, you know, there's other people involved here now, but a family. But mm-hmm. it's funny now, but you're standing in front of people mm-hmm. saying these things. How hard was that to say?
It was very difficult at some level. But the people we chose to be our witnesses, there were 10 people who were very, very close to us. And they held an incredible environment for us to really go for it, actually, because instead of saying anything, they would just make kind of retching sounds or spitting or moans. And so it actually felt like we had an environment or our team was behind us mm-hmm. as we were doing this.
Or you're in some sort of woodsy fable in which everybody's like turned into some primal level. And mm-hmm. is that part of where you were trying to get?
Well, I think we knew that what we were speaking to on some level was universal, that there was going to be a vow that would hit each person personally at some point during the ritual. So in that, we were really aware that the shadow material does have kind of this guttural basement compost feeling to it that everyone can touch into on some level. And we were very clear we didn't want verbal communication, verbal expression while we were sharing our vows, but we really did welcome what Jim was describing as a response, a way of being with that material that we were all participating in.
Well, you talk about the garbage level. You exchanged rings of garbage, you know, a twist tie and a piece of aluminum, and said that, you know, that you're really trying to get down into the bottom of the compost pile of emotion, so to speak. And there is something called shadow therapy, where people try to find the shadows, the darkness that's manipulating them, almost like puppets. But I can just hear people saying, did you say you were in Berkeley again? I mean, that this is something that maybe you could do in Berkeley, where people are into consciousness raising. But if couples tried this in other parts of the country, someone's not going to survive the shadow wedding.
Well, that's why we assist couples in doing shadow weddings. We're so touched by the response from our witnesses and how much they appreciated our courage in going into these darker places that we just kind of looked at each other afterwards and said, we need to do this with other people. So we've been doing it with other couples. And if you have someone who can help guide you down the path to the darkness, it makes it a lot easier.
Did everyone get through it?
We had a Boston couple, actually, who realized the limit of it and how much they were stretching in other areas. I think they were doing something like 3 different weddings, and adding a shadow wedding was too much. And they also decided, after hearing the examples of our vows, that, whoa, that's a little intense. And they did decide to back up. So I think it's very self-selecting. There may be people who are ready and people who are not, and we're fine with that.
Well, how about for those who say, why drag ourselves through the mud? You know, life is going to beat us up enough. What's wrong with the hopefulness?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a perfectly appropriate choice for many people. But there's something about acknowledging the darkness that helps it lose its power. And for people who decide that this is something that's really important for them, it's actually a powerful thing.
And I'd like to add that on our wedding day, I was nervous that I would be, you know, out of my body in some ways or overwhelmed with the experience. But I think that speaking to the shadow so directly allowed the hopefulness and the extraordinary nature of what we were doing and the love to be that much more filled out, because the no had been acknowledged. The fear, the scary parts had been acknowledged. And to me, the life we lead now, given that we can joke about our shadows, that we know when they're active, is a lot more hopeful and a lot more delightful than if that stuff was never spoken to.
That's Jessica Wolk, now Jessica Wolk Benson, a marriage and family therapist in private practice in San Francisco. Her husband, Jim Benson, is a sex and relationship coach for men in the Bay Area, and together they're helping other couples do shadow weddings. Jim and Jessica are now a we. And we wish you both well. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having us, Robin.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings, icaboston.org.